This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Elizabeth Cowan is a professional opera singer and a vocal teacher, and an adjunct professor at Western Michigan University's Lee Honors College. Her courses incorporate the birth of the blues and jazz and how these genres work hand in hand with the restoration of America and the civil rights movement. Elizabeth, before we get into what you're teaching, I want to hear a little bit of background on you, because your life seems to go in two different directions that intertwine in a wonderful way, history and music. What's a little background on you?
It's interesting. I've been at WMU for 20 years. This is actually my 20th anniversary of teaching at WMU. And my personal background, I have 3 degrees in vocal performance, and that is all in the classical vein. But as a musician, even before I got formally educated in it, I, you know, took the obligatory piano lessons that everybody has to take. And I also fell in love somewhere along the line in middle school with jazz, even though I didn't play jazz piano, and I no one in my family particularly listened to jazz, but I really fell in love with Miles Davis. And that started me down this rabbit hole of really being kind of obsessed with jazz, even though I myself am not vocally, my voice runs towards opera and classical music. It's just the size of my instrument and how it sounds. But I always loved listening to jazz. Years later, little did I know that I would end up marrying a jazz musician who is also celebrating his 20th year at Western, and he's in the jazz department at Western. So my background is classical music, but my teaching, my obsessions, as it were on jazz. And oddly enough, my father is an expert on the Civil War. So grew up talking about the Civil War over dinner. And of course, that led to many discussions on the freeing of the enslaved Africans, and then, of course, the Civil Rights Movement. So what I'm doing now, which I started, I think, about 7 years ago, teaching in the Honors College at Western, is a combination for me that's very exciting. It definitely keeps me on my toes because it is a tremendous amount of history, but it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. From the blues came jazz. Cowan tells the story of how and where jazz was born.
That's an excellent question. In order to really understand the origins of jazz, you have to go back to the enslaved Africans and how the groups of people, the groups of Africans were brought across the ocean by ships. One of the slides that I show in my class, which almost always has some type of reaction because people are surprised, is how enslaved Africans were brought across around the world. So when enslaved Africans were being brought across the world, 40% were taken to the Caribbean islands, 38% were taken to Brazil, 17% were taken to Spanish America, which would include, you know, several different parts of our country or our world, excuse me. And then only 6% of enslaved Africans came to the United States. And everybody's shocked by that because we have such a strong history with enslaved Africans. But what we did with the enslaved Africans was different from every other country that they were brought to, and that was that we put them in slavery. The other countries did not use them as slaves. They were laborers, and it was certainly not an ideal life by any matter of means, but it was strictly an American phenomenon to enslave those Africans.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. From the blues came jazz. Cowan tells the story how and where jazz was born.
So we had the blues, and then we go into the early New Orleans. Now, New Orleans is the birthplace of jazz. And in the beginning of New Orleans, we've got the beginning of the history of New Orleans. We have Dixieland, you know, the typical, when you think of, you know, ragtime, Dixieland, that those are all New Orleans based music. That's all that kind of style. It's all from New Orleans. And then you get into, now this is where we get very interesting and also a little bit dicey. There was it's not a city, but it's like, okay, so if you picture New Orleans, you've got the French Quarter and you've got the different areas of New Orleans. Well, there was a place in New Orleans in the late 1800s called Storyville. And the class, whenever I talk about this, everybody's like, ooh, because it's totally seedy and it's got this horrible reputation, but it's the birthplace of jazz.
Hmm.
So Storyville, it was formed in 1897. It was introduced by an alderman of the city named Sidney Story. And Storyville was a legally sanctioned prostitution district located, it was just north of the French Quarter. And the attractions of Storyville were sex, music, and dance. And that emanated from the district's brothels, which at this point that was legal, saloons and beer halls, and they lured visitors from around the country, which gave New Orleans and subsequently Storyville a very important tourism center. Now, you know, you're like, ooh, you know, everybody's like, ooh, this is, give me the gossip. What's interesting, and if you go on, if you Google it, you can see what this looks like. So there was a visitor's guide, you know, that they could use in Storyville. It was called a blue book, and it was to help you make choices on what type of prostitute you would like to spend time with that afternoon. So we're in this very seedy, you know, part of New Orleans, which is now, how did this become the birthplace of the blues? Well, the jazz musicians played in the brothels for low wages, but you know, you were very limited on making money at this point as a Black American. So musicians could at least make some money, and the brothel owners wanted the musicians to be there to play so that the men who were not currently having a good time with somebody would be entertained, and they wouldn't walk away and go to a different club. So the jazz musicians started playing in these brothels. And of course, the most famous jazz musician to come out of Storyville was Louis Armstrong.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Elizabeth Cowan, an adjunct professor at Western Michigan University, about the arts and civil rights. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.